You know, let me talk about the watch list. I have never seen so much misinformation and poorly researched stories the last week as that, as we've seen. What happens on the watch list? People forget law enforcement set it up. They set it up exactly the way they wanted it, federal law enforcement. NRA didn't take the guy's name off the list. The federal government did, FBI did, largely because of some of these political correct policies that I think I've been talking about earlier. Here's what would have happened if they left him on the list. People don't understand this. There would have been a ping going to the federal government. They would have talked to the guy that actually put his name on the list. There would have been a three-day delay. During that delay, if the government wanted to stop it, they could go to court. They could stop it. What law enforcement wants to do 90% of the time, 99% of the time, is let it go through. They want to watch it. They want to build a case. They want to build patterns. FBI Director Comey said that he didn't want an outright ban, because that would blow a lot of their criminal investigations.
But you also don't want terrorists with guns in their hands, right?
Nope.
So what's the accommodation we can find here?
The accommodation is the Cornyn bill, which does exactly what law enforcement set up. It codifies the whole thing. If somebody's on the list, tries to buy a gun, there's a delay. Law enforcement immediately gets on it. If they want to stop it, they go to a judge. They've got oversight. They have to do it right away, because the minute you do a delay, you're tipping off the bad guy. And it provides due process for the good people, and it gives law enforcement the ability where they can conduct these investigations, and it won't blow what they're doing.